One, interested in self-maintenance. Adamaha, lowest of humankind. Bhutesu, to other living entities. Niranu Kroshaha, without compassion. Nrapanam, are the kings. Tat, of him. Vadaha, killing. Avadaha, not killing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Yes.
Any cruel person, he be a man, woman or important inunj, who is only interested in his personal maintenance and has no compassion or other living entities, may be killed by the king. Such killing can never be considered actual killing. Purport. The planet Earth is actually a woman in her constitutional form, and as such, she needs to be protected by the king. Prathu Maharaj argues, however, that if a citizen within the state, be he man, woman, or inunj, is not compassionate upon his fellow man, he or she may be killed by the king, and such killing is never to be considered actual killing. As far as the field of spiritual activities is concerned, when a devotee is self-satisfied and does not preach the glories of Krishna, he is not considered a first-class devotee. A devotee who tries to preach, who has compassion upon innocent persons, who have no knowledge of Krishna, is a superior devotee. In his prayer to Lord Rishabh, Prahlad Maharaj said that he was not personally interested in liberation from this material world. Rather, he did not wish to be liberated from this material condition until all fallen souls were delivered. Even in the material field, if a person is not interested in others' welfare, he should be considered to be condemned by the personality of Godhead or his incarnation like Prabhu Maharaj. So you can repeat after me the translation. Any cruel person, be he a man, woman, or important inunj, who is only interested in his personal maintenance and has no compassion for other living entities, may be killed by the king. Such killing can never be considered actual killing. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदान्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ग्रंथराज भागवतम की जय। सो जस्ट द लिटिल बैकग्राउंड दैट प्रथु महाराज सन ऑफ किंग वेन, किंग वेन वॉज वेरी वेरी डिमोनिक पर्सनलिटी एंड एज सच द अर्थ प्लैनेट वॉज नॉट हैप्पी, मेनी एट्रोशियस एक्टिविटीज वेर हैपनिंग। सो बिकॉज ऑफ दैट द सेंटली पीपल दे किल्ड हिम बाय द मंत्रा एंड दे चर्न हिज आर्म, दिस वेन्स आर्म, एंड प्रथु महाराज and Archi were born out of that churning. Means even in olden days, this is talk, we are talking about Satyug kind of time that we are discussing about. So even at that time, this cloning, that by churning certain tissue you could produce, that cloning was available. So it's not that like Maharaj was saying that in olden days people could go very fast. Question was raised that how with such a low speed a king could rule over the whole kingdom, whole earth, the planet. But it is possible. People had that kind of energy, like this what thing we see in the modern days, that was already there. So here, so Prathu Maharaj, now the earth planet stole all the grains, the seeds of the grains and herbs and proper like fruits, what is needed for sustenance of the body, that was stolen by the earth planet. Hidden, she was not producing, she was not helping. Means if people are God conscious, then automatically the things are produced. There is no scarcity. The scarcity is of Krishna consciousness. But because King Vena was demonic, earth planet did this. And now Prathu Maharaj, who is a Saktavashesh avatar, incarnation of Godhead, now he is telling like earth planet and Maharaj Prathu, they are arguing that why did you hide all these things. So he is saying that you are coming as a woman, that's all right. But if you are not compassionate to the fellow personality, the main theme is that one has to be compassionate. If not, then a king can kill. I mean, you are useless. You are not producing what is really your duty. You are not performing your proper duty. Earth is Dharini, Dhatri. Dhatri means one who maintains. So if she is not maintaining, then what is the purpose of yours? Means everybody has to have a purpose in life. If you are without any purpose, without, then aimlessly we will be wandering, and there is and we, our human life would be spoiled like that. So he is arguing that this would not be killing, you would not be considered killing, although it is killing, but it is not actual killing. So that was the argument by the king, and Srila Prabhupada was beautifully writing that this is killing or maintenance of the body, that is one thing. But a spiritualist, on the other hand, would think about salvation spiritually, because we are Atma, we are the spiritual soul, and if one does not preach to the glories of Krishna consciousness, glories of Krishna, Harikatha, Harinam Sankirtan, then that person is almost like dead. We may not be able to kill, because there are people in the material world, there are, everybody is non-devotees. They do not even know how to say about, they cannot even liberate themselves, Hare Krishna. They cannot liberate themselves, what to say about liberation of the other. So, Prabhupada is saying that if a devotee who tries to preach and who has compassion upon innocence, so there are, he is categorizing that people who are devotees, who are worshipping the deity, but who do not preach, who do not who have no compassion, are the fallen conditioned souls, then they are not as high. Means they are Kanishta Adhikari. So there are three kinds of Adhikaris. One, on a devotional level, that one who just accepts the Archa Vigraha, deities, worships, who has faith in Krishna consciousness, but does not preach, they are Kanishta Adhikari. Although they are devotees, but of the lower category. And devotees who are compassionate, who preach to the innocent, who, if they are very, very envious, then they do not waste their time in preaching to that envious personality, person, and who makes friendship with the devotees. And so, and he has, like, he has the knowledge of the scriptures, he does go on and preach, then he is a higher kind of devotee. He is a Madhyam Adhikari. And the highest personality, then he sees Krishna everywhere. Because he sees Krishna, that everybody is part and parcel of Krishna. And he tries to serve them. So it may be difficult in such a level to preach. So an advanced devotee, like a then they come down to the Madhyam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikar level, to go on preaching. Means there is, so how you will differentiate between a Madhyam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari? One has to be on that high platform to recognize such a person. We cannot concoct that whether it is Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, that is not our prerogative, but it is up to, it's a devotee, and an advanced devotee can recognize such a person by the symptoms. In Vedic scripture, all the symptoms has been given. So, Shastra says that one should not become a guru, one should not become a, like a guru, master, or like there is a verse, I will just give you. Guru nasyat, sojano nasyat, pita nasyat, janani nasyat, devam natat syat, patishya nasyat, na moche ediya samupetam ratyum. But that one should not become a guru, should not become a swajan, should not become a father, a mother, or even a demigod, or even a husband, if he cannot liberate his subordinate from repeated cycle of birth and death. If he has to come and again rot in the material world, then what is the purpose of your having, becoming a guru or parents or teacher or... So one should not engage in such activity unless one is, can liberate. Means that is the utmost responsibility of the human being. Means that there are many societies, many kinds of personalities who tries to help to the body. Like philanthropic activities like the World Health Organization is there, United Nations is there. They see the benefit of the humankind. Or UNICEF, or you may have heard of Red Cross in America. Here also so many Jan Kalyan Vibhag is there to benefit the society. Krishi, like agriculture, how one can produce more, health departments, how to make the body live healthy. There are many, many societies. Whole government, whole purpose is to see the benefit of the society. But they do that benefit on the level of bodily platform. They do not benefit them spiritually. Spiritually they are bankrupt. They do not even know that they are not this body, they are a spirit soul. So unless we see the benefit of the spirit, just giving all the time taking care of the body is really like a patchwork. What patchwork means, if some cloth is rotten and is torn apart, if you are stitching it, then because the cloth is torn, again there would be another place there would be tear. You will repair it again. So again and again you will be repairing, like you are giving food. He is hungry because of his karma. He is suffering because of his karmic reaction. He has done some sinful activity in the past life. Feeding itself to the poor people and are giving clothing or medical treatment or somebody like eye camp and somebody is getting cataract or glaucoma or, and then you are treating, that is fine, but it has to be done and as a putting central to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you have no Krishna consciousness, if you do not put Krishna in the center and do not do all this activity in without relation to that, whatever philanthropic activity you are doing, charitable work you are doing, it has no substance. Because ultimately that person, according to the law of karma, he will suffer, he will get old, he will die, he has to take birth again, get again. So I will just give this little bit that how this sansar is just acting. Krishna Bhuli Sei Jiva Nadi Bahirmukh, that for long, long time that one has forgotten Krishna. Ateva Maya Tare Deya Sansara Adidu. So Maya, who is a devotee of Krishna, she is making the people suffer in the material world. So Krishna Bahirmukh Haiya Bhoga Vancha Kare, that forgetting Krishna, we want to enjoy this material world. We enjoy, want to enjoy by our senses. Nikatastha Maya Tare Jhaptiya Dhare, that Maya who is very nikat by, because this is whole samrajya of Maya. Maya does not mean just some money or just some gold or wealth, but Maya means the whole material creation, including our body and including all the paraphernalia for sense gratification, that is all Maya. Because this is now, because we wanted to forget Krishna, Krishna has given this place for us to enjoy separately, but it is, we are within the clutches of Maya and she covers our real intelligence that we are spirit souls, we are not the body, means we do not belong to Maya. We are of a higher nature, spiritual nature, and we belong to the spiritual kingdom. So unless we take shelter of the spiritual energy of the Lord, there is a, this is material energy and there is a spiritual energy. So unless we take shelter of the spiritual energy, then we will be rotting in repeated cycle of birth, death. Sansar means again and again coming and going. That is sansar, means taking birth, suffering, getting old. So our real problem of birth, death, old age and disease, they are the real problems of the human society. By any philanthropic activity, whether it is UNICEF or UNO or Red Cross or World Health Organization or United Nations or Jan Kalyan Vibhag, it cannot be done because we are under very stringent laws of material nature. Very tight, and you have to suffer whatever you have done, you have to pay to the price. So, and ultimately the same thing that you are trying to enjoy, it will become the cause of suffering. It's not that you could go on enjoy, there is no free lunch. You have to have a reaction of this free lunch, you will suffer. And suffering is there. This is the how the Lord has made that stamp on this material world, that Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. This place, this material world is a place of misery, it is temporary, and we are arranging for a temporary arrangement, then all this philanthropic activity, then that is not really paropkar. This is not really real salvage of the human society, of the humanity, or all the living beings. Real salvage is Krishna consciousness. Like Srila Prabhupada gives the example that if somebody is drowning in the ocean, if someone is drowning, and then somebody is a very nice like he is swimming, so he brings and he catches hold of his cloth, the outer coat, the garment, and he brings, oh, I saved it. Is that really a saving? You have let the person drown and saved his clothes. So our body saving, body business, saying the body is like an outer covering, a dress, a cloth, it's a dead substance. Body is not alive, it is alive because the soul is there. So if we forget the soul and then take care of just the bodily, just the body, that is the clothing, whether inner clothing, vest or outer shirt, or we are clothing or a coat or beautiful suit or tie or all the garments, whatever they may have, it doesn't matter. You have protected all that, saved that, but if the soul is drowning in the material world, soul is suffering. So what is the description has been given. Aminitya Krishna Das, we are eternally a servant of Krishna. Ahi katha bhuli, forgetting that, mayar nafar haiya chiradin bhule, the maya is drowning us in the material world. She is making us suffer. Kabu raja, sometime as a king, kabu praja, sometime as a praja, kabu vipra, sometime as a brahmin, kabu shudra, sometime we are as a shudra, kabu sukhi, kabu dukhi, kabu kita shudra, kabu swarge, kabu murakte, narake va kabu, kabu deva, sometime we may be a demigod, kabu daitya, we may be a demon, kabu dasa prabhu, and sometime we become. So for long, long, immemorable time, we have been suffering into this material world. We are suffering and going through different species of life, like a monkey is jumping from a higher branch, lower branch, right side, left side, up, down, so many ways. So we are also taking birth in various species of life and have been suffering. And unless we get mercy of a devotee through the scriptural injunction, all this philanthropic activity has not really much value. Unless it is related to Krishna and you also inject the Krishna consciousness. That's why Srila Prabhupada has very beautifully, he opened a temple, people could come, he's feeding, like I heard that on Saturday they are having a like food for life, like inauguration for food for life. And Amitabh Bachchan is coming to inaugurate that. So that is, but it is all because we are distributing prasad. It is in related to Krishna. It is, so by taking that, injecting that, Srila Prabhupada miraculously, like he gave everybody so much prasad in the beginning. He was cooking himself, taking so much trouble to inject Krishna consciousness. So by kirtan, like devotees are chanting Harinam Sankirtan all the time, like you hear, so many different programs, prachar programs, at least letting them know that you are not the body, but we are spirit soul. So that preaching is going on, and that is very much necessary. That is real philanthropic activity. Other activity is like a patchwork. It is going to be doomed, it is going to be destroyed, and one has to suffer his given quota, what is ever there. One may say there is earthquake, people are suffering, should we close our eye? No, you don't close your eye. But at least also have at the same time Krishna consciousness. At least let the people know that this material world is like this. But please take this prasad, but also chant at the same time. So chanting, kirtan, it should go simultaneously. It's a both wheels. We are body, we are not really body, we are soul. So soul's care and the care of the body, that should be simultaneously. It should not be one exclusive of other. So yes, if you take Krishna consciousness fully, then automatically the taken care of the body happens automatically. Krishna is like as a father in the next verse. Prathu Maharaj is saying that anyway, I say that if you will die, then one may argue, Prathvi may argue, the earth planet may argue, that if you kill, how all the people who are taking rest on me, they will be sustained? How, at least I am producing something, how, what they will eat? How they will, so if I am, you make me into pieces, cut me into pieces, then how it is possible that all the people would be maintained? But Prathu Maharaj, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is saying that they will, because he is Sankarshan also. He would keep everybody in, by the, he is floating all the planet, all the planetary system in the vast sky. Can he not keep us in our own orbit, he is the one who saved the earth planet from the lower planetary system, from the Garbhodak ocean. He is in Varaha incarnation. He pulled it up and brought it in the proper orbit, and he killed at that time Hiranyaksha. And now the same personality of Godhead coming as Prithu Maharaj, then he is saying that I will cut you into pieces, tiny tiny pieces, and throw you away. And the argument was that how the people would be sustained. But as a personality of Godhead, he can sustain. It's not that earth has to be. Earth is just an instrument. He gave a charge to the earth that okay, you sustain the people, you keep like Brahma, that you make the universes, you create all different planetary systems, you give the body to the soul. So when we take birth, it is not the birth of the soul, it is the body that. So Brahma is like an engineer. He takes the substances from the nature, which is energy of the Lord, inferior energy of the Lord. So he takes the substance and he creates the body. Just like a carpenter or some person, Raj, or one who makes the houses, he takes the substances given by ultimately it comes from personality of Godhead, from the nature. It's not that he produces something and then he takes the credit, or person who is the owner, the proprietor, he thinks that I built it. But really, he has to give credit to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have been Brahmanda Brahmete Kona Bhagyavana Ji, Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bhi, that we have been wandering in the material world from time immemorial, but by the mercy of Krishna and Guru, we can develop the seed of loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Gurera Sevan Maya Jala Chute. So, Paya Sri Krishna Charan. By obtaining the lotus feet of Krishna, then only we can get out of this repeated cycle of birth and death. Devi Yesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya Mamayeviye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. That this material nature is of three material mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. Sattvagun, Rajagun, Tamogun. These are like the ropes which are bind. Guna means rope also. These are making us dance in the material world like a puppeteer. Puppeteer has a string and he making us dance. So we are also dancing according to the wishes of the supreme puppeteer Krishna, or his energy, Maya Devi, or Durga Devi, whatever you may call, that we have been dancing, but we think that I am dancing by myself. By my energies things are happening. I am proprietor, I am very, very learned. But really, this scientific, all the advancement and everything is making us more of a puppet, more of a dancing, without realizing that we are servant of Krishna, we are a sweet soul, and we should really understand what is my position, who am I, how I can be out of this material cycle of suffering. What is my, we do not understand. So unless that is preached by the devotees, then we will be remaining in darkness, and a guru has to come to open our eyes. Jiva jago, gaura chana bole. How long you will be sleeping in the lap of Maya? Wake up, wake up. So this is a spiritual call for the conditioned soul to wake up and understand our spiritual nature, that we are part and parcel of the Lord and we have to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pratvite ache, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is predicted, Pratvite ache jete nagaradi gram sarvata prachar hoive mora naam. That in all over the material world, my name would be resounded, reverberated. So that is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that yes, it would be. And he has done so much, but also he sent his commander-in-chief like Srila Prabhupada. And he has spread Krishna consciousness. And it is our duty to spread that. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amara agya hai, guru tar hain adesh. Means, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that whomever you meet, whomever you come in contact, you give him about Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh means what is given in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavad Gita is words of Krishna. We must preach that. That's what has been given here also. That if you are not spreading Krishna consciousness, if you are not letting the people know that you are not this material body, you are this spirit soul, until then, really you are like a dead person. We are not alive. One can be killed. Prabhu Maharaj is just saying that such a killing is really not killing. Means we are Atmahanta. We are killer of our soul. We are killing even the human society. Now we have the human body. Athato Brahma Jigyasa, that now we have taken this human form of life, then it becomes our priority to understand ourselves, that we understand who we are, and also to preach those that yes, please understand, we are not this body. So like this Bhaktivedanta Hospital, you may say, means this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is saying that even a preaching activity, the spreading of Krishna consciousness is more important, more significant than opening millions of hospitals. It's a one may just claim that how it is, how it, hospitals are treating so many ailments, so many conditions, diseases, people are suffering like anything from so many, so why not? They are helping. But that help is very, very temporary, as I said. So preaching is much, much better activity to preach to the people, to make them awareness, give them awareness, to make them aware that they are the spirit soul, they are not meant to live in the material world. Means this place is not good for a gentleman. Gentleman means one who is Krishna conscious. This place is not good. One has to go to the spiritual kingdom where there is no suffering, where that is, this is Amritatva, where there is, everybody is eternally youthful, they are enjoying their proper relationship with Krishna and whatever relationship they may be. So that is, so what I was just saying, that preaching, even Lord Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, he is saying that one who preaches this message of mine, he is most dear to me. There is nobody in the material world who would be as dear as the preacher. And he is saying that you may be whatever kind of guru, like I was telling you, that yare dekho tare ko Krishna upadesh, amara agya hai, guru tare in desh. That means that you become, whether it is siksha guru, whether it is diksha guru, whether it is vartma pradarshak guru, whatever position may be, but everybody, like Srila Prabhupada was saying to this Saraswati, a little girl, that yes, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? She immediately said, nobody else could say, but Lord Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada was very happy. He was petting her, said, yes, you are a preacher. You could preach, you could go and boldly tell to the world. And Krishna is also saying that, declare to the world that my devotee never perishes. There is so many suffering is there, but a devotee does not suffer because Krishna is his protector. Even if you may see the devotees suffering, they may not have such opulent houses, but it really does not matter. It is a very, very temporary position. They will get name bhakta panashyati. Krishna many, many times says that my devotee never perishes. Yogakshemam vahamyam, that I fulfill whatever that he is lacking, I give him, and whatever is, I will protect. Whatever he has, I will protect that. So Krishna is taking personal care. Why we should be afraid? So our all the time should not be spent on this material activity to take care of this. What we call this? This is a, like a leather bag. Taking care of the leather bag is really, it's like a shoemaker's job. Who takes the care of the leather? Shoemaker. So rather than taking care of this leather bag, we should be taking care of the soul, which is the essential part. That's what we are. This is dead body. Just what the use? Even if we sell our skin and all the bones, it cannot be more than even 20 rupees. So our worth of taking care is really not as much. So we should really take care of the soul, should be engaged in Krishna conscious activity, and Krishna promises, like Prathu Maharaj says, that I will be able to maintain. He says that even if I kill you and cut you into pieces, doesn't matter, I will be able to maintain, because he is the real maintainer. He is the protector, he is creator, maintainer, whatever cycle or whatever you see is done. A real devotee, he sees Krishna's hand everywhere. He sees that hand of Krishna. Yomam pashyati sarvatra, sarvatra cha mai pashyati, tesham na pranashyami, sacha mena pranashyati. Means he is that yomam pashyati, one who sees me everywhere, or sees in everything he sees me. Sacha, so tesham na pranashyami, he is not out of my sight and I am not out of his sight. Means he is within Krishna consciousness. He is jivan mukt, even living in the material world, he is free from the material condition. He is a uttam adhikari. So Krishna talks about this. So let us just discuss what this paropkar, that Krishna is saying that paropkar, that real paropkar is necessary, how to do it. So whatever few minutes, this jan kalyan means the activity of what the government, present government, all the scientists, all the people they are doing, like as I was saying, Lok Seva Mandal, Jan Seva Samaj, and taking care of the diseased person, netra chikitsa shivir, means they have that eye camp. So eye camps and being giving earth, means giving wealth to the poor people, or nagrik kalyan, means nagarvasi, people who live in the cities or villages. There are so many yojanas, krishi yojana, so more food is produced, or shilpa yojana, many, many more and more newer gazettes are coming, how to increase the national production or national wealth, exporting. So all this, that is all there, but this is all under taking care of the jan kalyan. But really, is it, if you think deeply, is it really we are really benefiting the people by this activity? The people, do you think that they could take care of the real problem of life, which is birth, death, old age, disease? Is this all this activity, what the government or what the people are doing, is it really saving our soul? Is it really lifting us? If we take a birth as a human being and may enjoy very nicely, but at the end result, after maybe 50, 60, 100 years, that we have to take birth as a worm in the stool, what is the big benefit that we are getting? But if we take austerity in this and then take to Krishna consciousness, even if it is like waking up early in the morning, taking bath, coming to the Mangal Aarti, but this is far better activity than this philanthropic activity that whole world is behind, and still people are suffering. I feel that what I was here in this India 50 years ago, I was much more happy because people were more God conscious. But because of this, within 50 years, it has been changed so much that people are following Western culture, godless civilization, and they're suffering. Everybody has become very, very selfish, just maintaining the body by hook or crook, like beg, borrow or steal, drink the ghee. That is Charvak Muni philosophy. So that's what we are all following, that we just try to enjoy whatever is possible, because who has seen after death, who has seen whether we will be alive or not? But people do not know their understanding that we are spiritual, we are eternal being, we are not temporary. It's not that we just come and go and die, we are just taken birth now. We have been here some time immemorial, we have forgotten our real heritage. So there was like a saintly person has come, and saintly person, he says that man is suffering. So he gives him the direction that if you go to different direction that you dig, and your father has left so much wealth for you, like you go to the northern direction, then you would not get it. Southern direction, there may be a snake, there may be some poisonous another insect, or you may be attacked by demons. But if you go to the east means where the knowledge has come, then you will find your way. So we have to take this philosophy of God consciousness. That's what he wanted to just say, that there is a big wealth for us, but we have forgotten our real wealth. Real India, what it could give to the whole world is this Krishna conscious culture. That is the highest philanthropic activity, but any activity short of Krishna consciousness is doomed. Now America, so great opulence, I have been living there for last 40 years almost, and what is the condition? They are all very much afraid when nuclear attack could happen, whole economy has been collapsed. They may try to revive or whatever, they may pump billions of dollars, but will the people would be happy? It's not possible. People have been suffering more psychiatric problems. So big psychiatric hospital that the buses has to run inside, like the people have been taken like at the airport. They have to be taken in the car from one place to another. So what is the use of such big, like materially opulent, but suffering like anything? No relationship, no proper, you cannot talk to your wife or children. They're all just, I'm boss. They're all like in Bhagavad Gita, it's the Ishwaroham, Aham Bhogi. I'm the master. I'm the enjoyer. I have, according to my plan, I have killed so many people. The remaining my enemies I will kill next. So like that is the materialistic, they just plan. So there was a Rishabhdev, he's in the long ago in Satyug, is telling to his children. Bharat Maharaj was his one of the eldest son, by whose name this Bharatvarsh is named by that Bharat Maharaj, Rishabhdev's eldest son, is telling them, Nayam Deho Devajam Raloke, Kastan Kaman, Arhate Vid Bhujamye, Tapo Divyam Putrakayena Sattvam, Shuddheta Asmat, Brahma Saukhyam Tu Anantam. Nayam Dehe, that, like see, this enjoyment in the material world, one should not work very, very hard, like one job, two job, getting fat in the mouth, like working so hard, to enjoy the senses. There is no need for that. Because that sukh, that happiness that has been obtained by all this activity is obtained by even a worm in the stool. Because according to, like as I said, according to the destiny, everything is already predestined. It is already arranged. And one does not have to work for your maintenance in like a kitty, an ant is getting her one grain, one half a gram or few she is getting, and an elephant is getting 300 kilos of the food also. But why in the human society this problem of food and starvation, this is just in the human race? Why in the human race? Because we could not understand what is the purpose of life. Even they are going according to the nature's laws, but we have abandoned all the nature's laws and acting whimsically like a ghost is haunting us and acting just behind the body, which is going to be destroyed one day. Yehi samasarja bhoga dukha yonai evate adyavanta kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. That yehi samasarja bhoga, that engagement in the sense gratification, like with the eye we like to see some beautiful, by the ears we want to hear something, by the nose we want to smell very nice fragrance, like so from the tongue we want to taste a nice food, from the skin we have to have some soft touch. So we want to enjoy by our senses. But these are bhoga dukha yonava, they are the birthplace. Dukha yonava evate. So this enjoying propensity is the birthplace of suffering. Adhyamanta means from, it is adhyamanta to kaunteya. So na teshu ramate buddha, that has beginning and an end. Any happiness has beginning and it has an end. It's not that it will live forever. Only spiritual happiness, that is what our soul is looking for. We are really looking for unending happiness. Anandam buddhivardhanam pratishpadam purnamrata swadam. What we are looking is happiness or bliss, that is which will always increase, which will never reduce. Is it available in the material world? Any happiness, can you tell me that you don't have to, that it always increases? Whether you eat, you enjoy in any sex life or any kind of life, whether big opulent house, big wealth, so many servants, everything is all there, but can you really be happy with all that? You cannot be happy for all the time. Still the, you will be suffering. Really, the more the wealthy people, more they suffer. They cannot protect themselves, they have so many guards, they cannot have their privacy, and they also suffer from cancer, heart disease, because their food is opulent, they cannot digest, and mental anxiety is all the time there. So how they think that they are enjoying, but really it's not enjoyment. It is not really enjoyment of the soul, what soul is looking. So you want to change. Why we take another and another birth? We think of, if I become like this, if I change like this. So changing is always there in the material world. But we want something which is always eternally available to us. So that ananda is available only in the spiritual kingdom in relationship with the Supreme Lord, whose children we are, and that big wealth is there. There the, like the place, it's a Surabhi cow, the Chinta Mani Prakarsatma Sukalpa Vraksha. All the trees are Kalpa Vraksha, wish fulfilling tree. There are all the walls, we are having brick and stone walls, but they are made of Chintamani. Chintamani means whatever you think, you will get it. Means from the walls you could get whatever you want. Cows are Surbhi cows. Surbhi cows are, means they could produce as much milk as you want. Here the children, they are suffering, they don't have proper milk, proper nourishment, but there are rivers of milk and yogurt and things are available. So for our, everything is there, because we really belong to the spiritual kingdom and not to the material world. So that knowledge has to be there, and then what is the process that we have to understand? Means there is sambandha, that we are children of Krishna. Abhideya, how to go to that Krishna, and what is the goal? Our goal should be not to remain in the material world, not to rot in the material world, to go back home, back to Godhead. That is our real goal should be there. Because of the goal is lacking, people think that satisfying the senses, I will be very happy. Let me just change this. If I am not happy today, tomorrow I would be happy. Let me earn more. Let me have second job, third job. Or let me change the body. So they want, like, cosmetic surgery changes the body. Or after death, you desire of something and you become that. Like you become, act like a pig, you will become a pig. And still the pig is not happy. It's not that you could see pig or an insect in the stool may not understand. But at least human being, we have that prerogative to understand the real situation of the material world. And if we want to get out of that, we have to take so about Rishabhdev, same thing Prahlad Maharaj. That is what has been told, like Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport, that Prahlad Maharaj, he did not want it to be liberated himself. Means that is not good. That you just want, yes, I am a devotee, I am doing everything nice, I am paying my taxes. That's not. You become devotee, but also you preach. So more strong, like that particular verse that we are reading today, that whatever you may be a man, woman, inunch, whatever you are, you must liberate, you must preach, you must help your fellow citizen. Means people want, government, people, as I said, that everybody is looking. Yes, they are trying to help, but help should be in the form of giving Krishna consciousness. That is the main help. Natasheva heto prayateta kuvido. An intelligent person, he understands that what we should really obtain, Krishna is the real wealth, real our destiny, he is the real person, but we are like looking for mirage. Mirage is, we are trying to grab what it is not there. What is illusion? We are all in illusion. So what illusion is, that we are thinking I am the body. Let me just try to engage my senses and let me try to, in the sense object, and I will be happy. So this is a mirage. And just like a deer, he goes into the Registan or Nakhlistan or desert place, and he sees that there is some trees, there is some water, but it's not there. It's a mirage. He goes and he tries. He jumps, goes. He gets very tired, and that goes further and further away. And the roadside, when you go, you could see driving. You think that there is some rain and there is some water is there, but it's not there. You go further drive, it goes further and further away. So this deer, he kills himself because he runs, because he's very thirsty. His throat is parched. So to satisfy, he runs for this. He thinks that there is a water, but it's not there. So we think that there is happiness. So we are also running. So we are daydreaming and night dreaming. Dreaming in both ways. In the night, yes, there is a dream. But in the daytime also, we make so many sand kila or sand kind of castles. We make in the sand, thinking that is my real home. But this is not our real home. Our real home is in the spiritual kingdom. We are of a higher nature of the God, and we must try to go back there. And that is the Prahlad Maharaj is again saying, Sukhamendriyakam daitya deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhyate devat yatha dukham ayatnatah. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying to his demonic children who are studying with him, that O demonic sons of the demon, that according to your past karma, you will obtain everything without even your effort. Without effort, unhappiness comes. Do you go to buy unhappiness? But without effort, one gets it. Same thing, happiness would also come without effort. One does not have to work. Tat prayaso na kartavyo. That's why for happiness, you should not work very hard. Ata ayurveya param. That is a loss of your human life. Na tatha vindate kshemam mukunda charanambujam. That one should look the ambuja. Ambuja means one who is born in ambu, water, like lotus. So one should take shelter of the lotus, feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the real problem. And this paropkar what is the real paropkar? Paropkar means how you should really help to the other people. So that is, so Krishna is saying, Bharata Bhumete Haya Manushya Janmayar Janma Sarthak Kari Kara Paropkar, that we have taken the birth in this Bharat Bhumi. And how we could मनुष्य जन्म भूमि ते मनुष्य जन्म है लयात. सो हाउ व्हाट इज द उपकार व्हाट वी कुड डू. सो यू प्यूरिफाई युअर लाइफ बाय टेकिंग टू कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस एंड गिव टू अदर. दैट इज रियल परोपकार. नॉट द परोपकार मीन्स परोपकार पीपुल मे डू फॉर बॉडीली. लाइक आई टोल्ड यू दैट देर आर थ्री टाइप दैट वन मे गिव बॉडीली हेल्प बाय मेडिकल ट्रीटमेंट बाय अर्थ बाय वेल्थ बाय गिविंग सम टू द अर्थ. यू मे एजुकेट देम लाइक शिक्षादान दैट इज शिक्षादान. बट मटेरियल शिक्षा इज नॉट गिविंग टू गिव अस रिलीफ फ्रॉम द स्ट्रिंजेंट लॉस ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर. सो मटेरियल शिक्षा इज नॉट ऑल इन ऑफ देर हैज टू बी ए डिपार्टमेंट फॉर उपास सो मेनी यूनिवर्स. बट वेर इज द यूनिवर्स फॉर द सोल. वेर इज द यूनिवर्सिटी टू टीच अस अबाउट द सोल एंड दैट शुड बी देयर. देर शुड बी ए यूनिवर्सिटी विच टीचेस अस दैट वी आर नॉट द बॉडी वी आर स्पिरिट सोल एंड वॉट इज स्पिरिट सोल इज and what is whose part we are and how to obtain. So if you understand that we are a spiritual being, we are part of the Supreme Lord, belong to the spiritual kingdom, then all this activity here is once. I am not saying one should not become educated, one should not cultivate. Yes, you should take this varnashram dharma, but putting Krishna in the center. Krishna should be the center activity for our all the activity, and ultimate our goal has to mean there is like you have to take like brahmacharya ashram, grahastha ashram, vanprastha ashram, sannyasram. So you take all this, but ultimately you should try to get out of this material world, not to remain. People say how I could get out, but we are holding the material nature like somebody is holding a tree, and then you say oh tree is not leaving me, tree is not giving me, like a tree is holding me. It's not really the tree is holding. We are holding the tree. We don't want to live up. We want to give it up because material, it is so alluring and we are so much conditioned. Conditioned means baddha. We are being bound in the material world, that is conditioning. We are conditioned in the material nature. We think this is all in all. There is nothing beyond that. But one must come, and that is the duty of all the Vaishnavas, all the devotees to go and tell and preach. And that is the highest philanthropic activity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demanding, is requesting, Sarva Bhuta Hite Ratha. Sarva Bhuta means all living beings. How you could be beneficial to the all the Bhuta. Bhuta means living beings. How you could benefit them. If you like nice kirtan is going on, even there are millions of living entities in this room itself, and they all get benefit. So it's not a small thing, chanting, kirtan, book distribution, Viti, temple, they are not ordinary activity. One should not take, oh, you are spending millions of dollars in the temple to build the temple. Why not take that money, buy some food and give to the poor? Means the people talk like that. But that is very temporary patchwork, as I said in the beginning. That is not real seva or near long range. You don't want to help somebody that tomorrow, you don't want, like if you have a belly problem and your so many organs are rotten, he takes out little purse or takes out a little organ and then others to rot. So we are doing the same way. We are not doing the real surgery. Real surgery means you remove the real cause of real problem. If your has so many organs are, then you have to remove gradually and cut out and throw all the rotten parts. Then only you could be alive. Same thing, that if you want to remain really happy all the time, then we have to take to Krishna consciousness. There is no ins and buts. You cannot just say, no, but there is this way. There is no, this is the only substance. This is verdict of Krishna. I am not telling from myself. This is really, Savai Punsham Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radu. Savai Punsham Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radu Kshaje Ahaitu Ki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. You want to make the Atma prasanna, happy, blissful, and that too only if you engage in your real dharma. Real dharma, savai punsam paro dharma, what is the real highest dharma? Yato bhaktir, by which we can attain devotional service. Means the devotional service is the highest philanthropic activity, highest liberation of your soul to get purified. So one must to take to that. That's why there are many that what is the real beneficial activity. Shanvatam so katha krishna punya shravana kirtana ardyantastu hi abhadrani vidonoti shatata. So we have been bound in the material world from long time, but if we want to get released, we are baddha jiva. If we want to have a mukta, Means we are in the material world like we have been bound by the ropes. We have been tied very tightly with the ropes in the material world. How one can get out? Prabhuji, how you will get out if you have been bound by many, many ropes and knot after knot and your hands are not free? You cannot open. What is the way to get free? Yeah, someone would come. So a guru or one who knows his spirituality, he could come and cut out all these knots of ignorance by the sword of knowledge. That knowledge is the sword. We are in the material world is because of avidya. Avidya means ignorance. Ignorance of our real condition, real position. So we are being bound by that. And if you want to get free, then we have to take shelter of the scriptures to the spiritual master. And as I told that anybody could be a spiritual master. It's an open order by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you become guru. You take that position, whatever guru may be. So, nasta prayasa badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shlokir bhaktir bhavati nastiki. Nasta prayasu abhadreshu. That all the abhadras are completely finished by rendering service to the Bhagavatam. Or to the people in general, you give them Bhagavad Dharma. Are studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Book Bhagavat, Parthan Bhagavat. This is a long, long subject. It's not a small that you could finish. But I hope there are a few questions to clarify my point that why philanthropic activity of spreading Krishna consciousness is very, very important. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he said that our country is slave, is being ruled by the Britisher. How we could preach? What is the main important thing is to get relief from this British ruling. But his Guru Maharaj said that no, it is very emergency. Emergency is that we are bound up in the material world. We have to try to get out, spread this Bhagavad Dharma. It doesn't matter who is ruling, who is the king, who is the president. People spend so many time, so many papers and so many newspapers they just throw away with this material activity. We should produce Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and distribute that. Bhima Prabhu is here. He could vouch to that spreading this BVT is in charge of Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And spreading that way, that is much far, far better activity than just spreading politics and reading so many activity. He died, he was born, he did this abhineta, that abhineta, sport activity. Is it really going to save the soul? So, any question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, thank you for your wonderful class. You said that like Guru na sasyad, Jani na sasyad. If one cannot deliver the dependence from repeated birth and death, then one should not take the position of Guru. But then we see that in our movement, whoever gets connected, immediately they get some knowledge and they start to tell it to others. So, what is the position of preacher compared to the position of a guru? Is a preacher like Siksha Guru or something? And if so, then if he is not able to deliver the dependence, then I mean, what should be done?
At least you could sow the seed. There is various levels. Like I was telling that there is Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari. There are different natures, different levels of Krishna consciousness. So at least if you could put the seed, or at least let the people awaken that you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. So whatever that you know, you just give that. That is a guru does not mean that it has to be like what is in our ISKCON society, that they have been given a certain title and post. That is alright, I am not saying that is not right. But whatever, you are a guru, you teach them, whatever you learn, like Prabhupada said to Saraswati, you are a guru, you clearly know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are all His servants. So it's not that you need a title or you need something to preach. Wherever you go, whomever you see, whatever you have learned, you give it. You don't have to. So you may say that, have I liberated? Yes, if you have put that seed in Him, then it will gradually grow and would, may not be in that lifetime, 10 lifetimes. But we are in the material world for billions and billions of years. It's time immemorial we are here. So at least we have started his Krishna consciousness. That's important. I did not mean that you have to relieve him from just immediately that, oh, he's in the prison. Let me open the prison house and let me give him the relief. That may not be possible. We don't have, you mean, whatever power you have, you use that. Whatever capacity, faculty has been given to you, you use that in Krishna's service. That's important. Not thinking that I can't liberate. Yes, you are liberating. If you, like say, you may say one should not be a father, but at least you could, you try your best. You give to your child that, no, beta, this is, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. You are a spirit soul. At least you could give him something what you know, and then you are relieving him. You have started his Krishna consciousness. And it will fructify one day. What one, two or three lives, or billions of lifetimes, these three, like somebody is a, like a Kharapati or even more, trillionaire or whatever, beyond that, if you have just few dollars you spend, is it a big thing? So if you have, like you are here for billions of lifetimes, trillions of lifetimes, and couple lifetimes you have given in Krishna consciousness, is this a big time period that we have given? Just to live normally, 50% of like people to become a doctor takes like 30 years age in America. You become college graduate, you do 4 years of medical college, then another 5 years of residency, then you become a doctor, half life is gone. So you give half life to live happily as a medical doctor. So why not you spend like half life is gone, practically you are half old, half life is finished. And then you want to practice and earn another name or livelihood or what is that. So what is the big part? You have wasted your... So, to use whatever human life you have, whenever, whatever time that you become Krishna conscious, use that much time in Krishna consciousness. Now, whether you could be relieved from this avagaman chakra or samsara doesn't matter. It will start your beginning. Well begun is half, is already done. Okay? Any other question? Yes.
Hare Krishna, I don't know whether I have heard properly. You mentioned that Maya is Krishna's devotee. If that is the case, why Maya is not preaching Krishna consciousness?
She is preaching in another way. Yes, Maya is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. But she wants to prevent, on the order of Krishna, to be rebellious people to go and make some disturbance in the spiritual kingdom. So she is serving in another way. Like Jay and Vijay, they came as Hiranyakashipu or Ravan and Kumbhakarna to fulfill the desire of the Lord. Lord does not want in the spiritual kingdom that people who are not really Krishna conscious fully, then they will start again bodily activity. He does not want to spoil. So, like people in the ordinary citizenship, what the superintendent of the jail does, the judge are give the punishment to the people who are rebellious. Then they put in the prison house, reformatory place. But it's not that every citizen has to suffer. So same thing that Maya is, this material world is like a jail, is a reformatory place, penitentiary. And she makes us that, yes, she will release us when we are Krishna conscious, when we are fully Krishna conscious and would not do disturbance again. Krishna does not want that you have to go there, then you have to come back again, up and down. He wants us to purify completely, to understand our position fully. And then, like you don't give knife to a little child, you will protect. So same thing, Maya Devi is protecting the spiritual kingdom. She is serving the Lord. Then she is alluring us to remain in the material world. She is covering us, our real knowledge. But you may say that how then we will understand why she does not preach. She is preaching in another way by making you suffer again and again. It will dawn you one day that we are part and parcel of why I am suffering. You will understand that there must be some other way. If I am looking for something, happiness, endless happiness, there must be some way how to get it. And then minute you think of that, how to get it, then some sadhu would come. Somebody would give you that knowledge. Guru Krishna Krapa Pai Bhakti Lata Bhi. You will develop a seed. So suffering is also good. It will, otherwise one, oh, let me enjoy this. Can anybody be satisfied by, if in Bhagavatam, if one person have all the women in the world, all the wealth of the universe, and still he will want something more. Was Hiranyaksha or Hiranyakashipu or Ravan was satisfied? They were demanding more and more demonic activity. They become burden to the earth. And that's why Krishna came, he has to incarnate, to protect. So earth is doing also the same way of thankless service to Lord Krishna, to protect the spiritual kingdom from rebellious person going there. Okay?
It is said that we should abandon all the dharma and take the shelter of Krishna. Right?
We, sir?
abandon all other dharma and take the shelter of Lord Krishna. So all this other dharma include the varnashram dharma also. Then where is the need to follow varnashram dharma?
Yeah, it's a very nice question that you asked. I thank you so much for asking such question. See, it's a gradual process. We are in the material world some time immemorial. Varnashram dharma, that everybody can encompass to that. But ultimately, like there is a discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. And then, so he initially says that yes, he says, what is the highest activity of a jiva? And then Ramananda Rai says, sarva dharman parityajya, or whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you give away, give it for Krishna. So all this is really external. Even varnashram dharma is also external. It has to do like Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. It is nothing, it is not the dharma of the soul. But at least it gradually evokes in you God consciousness, purifies you. So you become eligible to take to real dharma of the soul. The real dharma of the soul is to love God, is to love by their thy heart, thy, what they say, the Christians, they say, they love your neighbor. So same thing, that you love your God by all your heart, by all your mind, by all your activity. So that is the highest activity, is loving God. Means dharma artha purushartha is dharma artha kam moksha. One want to be liberated, there is dharma. Then you want to by dharma you earn livelihood, then you fulfill your so many desires, then ultimately you get tired, you go moksha. But pancham purushartha, the highest purushartha is Krishna prem. Krishna matlab prema pumartha mahan. Pumartha means the highest. Puman means human being. Mahan means the great. Prema pumartha. Prem is the greatest achievement that one can do. Yes, loving devotion to Lord is higher than varnashram dharma. But until then, at least Prabhupada wanted this varnashram dharma to be established. He wanted to come to America after coming here, that I have done 50% of my work, but 50% is still left. As an emergency, he gave Krishna consciousness first. Then he wanted to establish, so the seed of, so everybody could come in an umbrella, like he built a house in which everybody could come and take shelter. So that house is of varnashram dharma. Everybody, means they could follow at least, you become a human being. Varnashram means to become a human being. If one does not follow a human being, they are 5th class, 6th class, 10th class citizen. They are not even should be called a human being. They are like a dvipada pashu. We are animals and two-legged pashu. So varnashram dharma is good, is better, but it's not the ultimate goal. But that is how you will start. There has to be some starting point. You cannot bring like person in the street who is drunkard, who is woman hunter and everything, and you cannot bring him to love of Godhead directly. So that is the gradual process of varnashram dharma. So it's a very beautiful question. I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Any other question, comment, anything? You asked very nice question yesterday also.
The comment is that what I have observed, that by practicing Krishna consciousness, once we are in the fold of Krishna, we are out of the grip of Maya and clutches of Kali. That is my observation here.
Because of the pain, really, I could not grasp your sense of the question. Did he hear?
Once we are in the fold of Lord Krishna, we are out of the grip of Maya and clutches of Kali. That is what I have been observing here since last 2 years.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's a good comment, what you are saying, that yes, we could be free from Kali's effect just by taking to Krishna consciousness. That's anybody could see that, like Prabhupada used to say, the devotees, they are really not only, they were happy, hippies suffering, but now they are happy. They are so bright-faced. Why? Because they have taken to Krishna consciousness. They are free from all kinds of these drugs and injecting drugs, taking, smoking and big hairs without really knowing what is their aim. So they were aimless, and he has given them the proper aim. What is the goal of life? So they have given them the proper direction. We are all without any direction, just moving aimlessly. So he has given the proper direction. So naturally they become happy. So you have rightly said that the Kali Yuga effect, you could diminish not by all this propaganda, not all this whatever the government is propagating or scientists are propagating, that just you do this, so much TV and you will be happy, so many dance, oh, we go to entertainment. On the name of entertainment, they really put them even more down. They think that is all in all. They forget, like child, they expose child to so many hours of watching TVs and wrong kind of scenes. And if you show Krishna's life story, or like Mahabharata, Ramayana, life of saintly people, about chanting, about glorification, about your own who you are, and show the inabilities or problems of the material life, not that it's very nice. Why to show that it's not very nice? You are alluring them and putting poison, like all the colleges Prabhupada used to say, they are slaughterhouses. You are taking and putting innocent child into such and such place to completely get brainwashed. That's what the universities are doing. That they are brainwashing, making them think that they are bodies. More and more that you feel that you are the senses, body means senses put together, grouped together. And you are making them, so gratify the senses, enjoy. And Krishna consciousness keeps you away from that. That is not all in all. Yes, it is, you may say, is it not necessary to eat? Yes, yes, you need food, you need sex, you need, yes, but there is, it's regulated, and that's what Varnashram Dharma does, is to regulate these propensities which are there, and that is beginning of Krishna. At least regulate, control that. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vranda ki jai. Prabhu ki jai.